used in a derogatory way? I mean, would you call Mr. a shade tree barber?
Yes, I guess
okay,
so.
Somebody kind of, I mean, it is, what I'm getting at, it isn't an uncompliment, is it necessary?
No, no.
I mean, Jacqueline,
no.
Though, is, isn't it?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's the difference. Mm-hmm. I was getting it. You're introducing, you're trying to find out some relationships. Let's say I'm talking to, and I have the man and the woman here, and you say to me, now that's your uncle, and that woman, she's...
Your aunt.
Yeah. And the name Sally is a nickname for...
Sarah.
Yeah. And the Kennedy's first name was... President.
John.
Yeah. And the Robert E. Lee was a...
General.
Yeah, and so okay. You call him...
General Lee.
Yeah, and a man, a rank under a general would be a...
Colonel?
Yeah, and say if it was Brown, you'd say it's...
Colonel Brown.
Yeah, and then another rank would be in the army, lower than that, and speak of the...
Sergeant.
Higher the sergeant.
Lieutenant.
And higher the lieutenant.
Lieutenant Colonel.
No, this man, this is a word that isn't only used in the army. It's a kind of a... You might... talk to someone as the chief of police, or you could also say he's the one of the police, the
commander. Or
yeah, well, it's something like I was thinking of is or the man that runs a ship is a what? Say he's an old sea
captain.
Yeah. Now, all right. Now, is that word captain used in any other ways that you can think of?
Someone who's rather. Bossy, in a sense, might be referred to as the captain. Mm,
okay, but is it ever used, for instance, by Negroes to whites?
No, not that I know.
That's used a lot in the South, you know, further South, in the deep South.
Now, my grandfather was referred to as Cap, uh-huh. Cap Star, but uh-huh. That was because of his relationship on the railroad.
I see. So it's
the colored men did call him that.
Yeah, but that been as a kind of a affectionate indication of
yes.
Authority or something. Mm-hmm. I see. A man who presides over a court is a
judge.
You know, and a person going to school is a
pupil.
Yeah. Now,
a student.
All right. And what's the difference between a pupil and a student?
Well, to me, they're the same.
Would you call a person a college pupil?
Well, I'd more say that he's a college student, yeah. I guess.
But you could say an elementary school student too.
Yeah.
A woman who takes dictation is a...
Stenographer.
All right. And in this town, in some towns they have selectmen and aldermen and so forth, but in this town they have members...
They have commissioners.
Men around the city. Now, are all three of those commissioners of equal rank? I mean, they're not like commissioners of water or something. I mean, they're commissioners.
They each designate a separate department of the city.
When they run? They run?
After they're elected.
I see. I mean, there are three of them are elected equally.
Yes.
So
five.
Five. I see. Well, there are just three up for election now, is that
no,
right?
No, there's one mayor and five commissioners.
Oh, I think there were three. Okay, well, that's good. I didn't have that straight. I misheard that. A woman on the stage, a male would be called an actor, a woman is called an
actress.
And if someone asked you about your nationality, you say, well, I'm
an American.
Sure. And a person of black, black race is
a Negro.
Now, what kinds of derogatory or jocular terms are common? Necessarily words you use yourself. But.
Well, they sometimes referred to as around here, jigaboos.
Sure.
And colored people.
Yeah. What's the most common name? The most common. Name?
Most common used here, either Negro or colored.
All right. And the most common uncomplimentary term.
Oh, I don't know. They
not Negro, but
nigger.